Hey there, everyone, and welcome to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, the mighty 101.5 FM. I am Jim Samaria.
Boy, the drugs are really kicking in, Jim.
I love them. These uppers are great. Well, actually, it's coffee. Yeah, that's my drug of choice.
You don't like coffee.
I just said I drank coffee this morning. That's why I'm up.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, I'm your co-host, Mark Plotnick.
Who does not drink coffee.
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, we'll have a coffee show in another day. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
Doing music with coffee. Okay. Each week, Tim and I bring you songs, opinions, backstories, and interviews covering rock music and more from the 1950s through the 1980s, or, Jim, as you know, wherever the music takes us.
Yes, that is true. And Mark and I are authors of the book Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday and Today. You could find it online on my website at jimsamariaphoto.com or at the Arcata Theater Rock Shop, Rock Stop Store, that's hard to say, in St. Charles. Our book features my photography of classic rock era artists from 1973 to present day with words by that man sitting right across from me week after week. After week, Mr. Mark Plotnick.
That's right. I'm sitting in the same chair, in the same spot, week after week after week. So here's my question. How come you get the window view week after week after week?
Because then while you're doing the talk, I can look out the windows and daydream.
You mean
and not have to pay attention to what you're saying.
You don't listen to anything I say.
What'd you say?
I'm going to talk to our producer about this.
Okay.
Well, hey, this is enough of this. Let's get back to the show. So today we are featuring rock music troubadours. What's a troubadour, you might ask? Well, I'm going to tell you. Way back in the Middle Ages, Jim, this is a history lesson. Way back in the Middle Ages, troubadours were a class of poet musicians who flourished in southern France and, you'll love this, northern Italy. How about that? Their primary theme was about chivalry and love, and today we apply the term to contemporary poet musicians whose themes are a bit more expansive. And who says the classic rock show isn't educational?
What were you saying? I was looking out the window daydreaming.
Well, oh. I'll tell you what day after day after day. Okay.
Well, today we're going to do some music. Some people call it yacht rock. I really don't like that name.
I like soft rock.
So I'm going to stick with music by the Troubadours or soft rock, either one, but not yacht rock. We're going to play artists from the 1970s who exemplified this type of music. And up first is one of my all-time favorites. And Mark, why don't you start us off?
Okay. Well, you know, there are these yacht rock tours. You know, you pay money for a week on a boat with, like, Huey Lewis in the News. He's kind of considered yacht rock.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
The softer stuff.
All right. Well, first up is the amazing James Taylor, you know, the multiple Grammy winner, the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, and the recipient of so many other prestigious honors. He sold over 100 million albums. I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. And let me be clear, there are a few singer-songwriters who get more personal with their material than James Taylor.
And one of those songs is Fire and Rain, and it's about the highs and lows of his life. It's a song from his 1970 debut album on Warner Brothers titled Sweet Baby James. And it was a song and album that turned us into James Taylor fans. It did definitely for me. But he never rested on his laurels. In 2015, his album Before This World, it earned him another Grammy and a number one album on the Billboard charts.
Hmm. Well, 2015 was a good year for him, but let's get back to where it started. Here is Taylor's timeless classic, Fire and Rain.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you fire and rain now.
Well, that was the great James Taylor in Fire and Rain. And we're going to follow up with another great troubadour of pretty much the same stature as James Taylor, and that artist would be Joni Mitchell. And she's won quite a number of awards over her career, and she resides in several Hall of Fames. She was born in the Canadian province of Alberta, and she is known for her literate, adventuresome, and confessional songs that form one of the most impressive bodies of work in popular music. But one of my favorites, Marks, is Help Me off her 1974 album Court and Spark. And the song is about falling in love with a guy and knowing full well it wasn't going to work out.
Yeah. You know, Jim, rumors have it that she wrote the song about either Glenn Frey, Jackson Browne, or another one of her boyfriends named John Guerin. But that person will always remain the mystery unless Joni tells us. By the way, Rolling Stone magazine called this song in the album Court and Spark a landmark in poetic songwriting, and I think many of us can relate to the lyric. Help me, I think I'm falling in love again. When I get that crazy feeling, I know I'm in trouble again.
Yeah, I agree. So let's enjoy the incomparable Joni Mitchell with her song Help Me.
Help me, I think I'm falling in love again. When I get that crazy feeling, I'm in trouble, 'cause you're a rambler and a gambler and a sweet-talking ladies' man. We'll be right back.
like we love our freedom.
All right, it's time to get to Chicago's own John Prine, who was also a gifted storyteller. And this is something I don't think a lot of people know. The late film critic Roger Ebert helped launch his career with a glowing review for the Chicago Sun-Times. And one of Prine's most famous songs, Angel from Montgomery, appeared on his 1971 self-titled album. So let's listen to Angel from Montgomery by John Prine.
Child that's grown old. If dreams were lightning, thunder were desire, this old house would have burnt down a long time ago. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me to believe in this living is just the hard way to go. When I was a young girl, well, I had me a cowboy. He weren't much to look at, just a free rambling man. But that was a long time. No matter how I try, the years just flow by like a broken down dam. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me the hard way to go. There's flies in the kitchen, I can hear them there buzzing, and I ain't done nothing since I woke up today. How the hell can a person go to work in the morning, come home in the evening and have nothing to say? Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe. Just the hard way to go.
So, just a little bit of trivia. The reason John Prine chose Montgomery, Alabama for the song setting was because he was a big fan of Hank Williams, who had strong ties to that city. All right, you are listening to the Classic Rock Show on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio 101.5 FM, where we play the greatest music of all time.
Well, we're going to continue with our troubadour music, and the first one up this part of the show is Cat Stevens' Moon Shadow. The song is about finding joyfulness in life, sort of like saying carpe diem, you know, seize the day. And another saying would be, don't sweat the small stuff. And it's all small stuff, right, Mark?
Usually.
Yeah, so don't get all wound up with little things. Enjoy every moment of life. Live in the moment.
Okay. Well, for me, the trajectory of Cat Stevens' life in music is actually a story unto itself. You know, I think most people know by now, he was a huge pop rock star with 50 million albums sold. But then he famously converted to Islam after a near-drowning incident in 1978. He quit performing secular music.
That is correct, sir. That is true. And he didn't touch a guitar for two decades until his son brought one into the house and he began writing songs on it. Thus began Yusuf Islam's return to secular music. In 2006, he made his first album of commercial songs in 28 years. And in 2014, he performed in the U.S. for the first time in 38 years. And he also performed at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony, and which he also thought was a glorious occasion.
He did. He really came out of a shell at that event. Well, anyways, from Cat Stevens' 1971 album Teaser and the Firecat, here is the beloved song Moonshadow.
As I'm being followed by a moonshadow, 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 leaping and hopping on a moonshadow, moonshadow, moonshadow. And if I ever lose my hands, lose my plow, lose my land, oh, if I ever lose my hands, oh, yeah, I won't have to work no more. And if I ever lose my eyes, if my colors all run dry, yes, if I ever lose my eyes, oh, yeah, I won't have to cry no more. Yes, I'm being followed by a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow, leaping and hopping on a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. And if I ever lose my legs, I won't moan and I won't beg. Oh, if I ever lose my legs, oh, yeah, I won't have to walk no more. And if I ever lose my mouth, all my teeth, north and south, yes, if I ever lose my mouth, oh, yeah, I won't. Take long to find me, I ask the faithful light. Oh, did it take long to find me, and are you gonna stay the night? I'm being followed by a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow, leaping and hopping on a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. Moonshadow.
Well, I guess the name of that song was Moonshadow.
You are correct, sir.
Thank you. Well, the next person up was inspired by the Humphrey Bogart movie Casablanca and some Vietnamese astrology. Boy, that's a stretch.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
So Al Stewart wrote the song The Year of the Cat, which appeared on his 1976 album of the same name. The story is about a male tourist in Africa who goes on a romantic adventure with a woman he meets at a marketplace. And as time flies by, he misses his tour bus, and he decides to stay in town a while.
Well, Jim, I love the story behind this song. While Stewart's band warmed up for a concert, his piano player, who was named Pete Wood, he was noodling around with a melody, and Stewart liked what he heard and then began writing words about a British comedian. And the song was originally called Foot on the Stage. The story on how that came into play, we can't get into, but the comedian committed suicide
That's not too funny.
No, it's not, but it's funny. He wrote the song, the guy commits suicide, so Stewart changed the lyrics and then took inspiration from the movie Casablanca to complete the song.
Well, that's a lot of information for a song, isn't it?
I know. Well, I said I love the story behind the song.
And, you know, by the way, the song's producer is the famed keyboardist Alan Parsons, who was also in the Alan Parsons Project, of course, named after himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he also engineered Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon.
That's true.
Yeah. So here's the beautiful song, You're the Cat, with the amazing sax solo late in there in the song. Just a fantastic album, a fantastic
beautiful
song.
Beautiful song.
You're the
song.
Cat by Al Stewart.
Stay on, but the drumbeat strains of the night remain, and the rhythm of the newborn day. You know, sometime you're bound to leave her, but for now you're gonna stay. In the year of the cat, year of the cat.
Well, that concludes part one of today's That Classic Rock Show. Please stay tuned for part two on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, 101.5 FM on your dial. And we will continue playing songs with great storytelling lyrics.